960. It's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father or mother, but it's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father or my mother, but it's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. Not the elders or the deacons, but it's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. Not the elders or the deacons, but it's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. Not my neighbor or a stranger, but it's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sibling or a stranger, but it's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, old boy, standing in the need of prayer. And number 976. Glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Like a tree that's planted by the water, Lord, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. In his love abiding, I shall not be moved. And in him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved.
Just for an explanation. See that, look up here, you see that solid line, and there's three things right there, and then another solid line, three things right there. I'm only going to look at that middle one right there, jump down to the middle one, jump down to the middle one. The middle, three lines. Just in case you wonder, where's he going? First and last.
Precious memories, unseen angels, from somewhere to my soul, how they linger.
3:7-5.
Oh, the depth and the riches of God's saving grace, flowing down from the cross for me. There the debt for my sins by the Savior was paid, in his suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid in his suffering on Calvary. Oh, what marvelous mercy, what infinite love, what immeasurable grace I see. By his blood I am cleansed, I am happy and free, through his suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid in his suffering on Calvary.
870.
Beyond his land of parting, losing and leaving, far beyond the losses, darkening this, and far beyond the taking and the bereaving, lies the summer land of bliss, the land beyond, so fair and bright, the land beyond, where is no night. Summerland, God is its light. Oh, happy Summerland of bliss. Beyond this land of toiling, sowing and reaping, far beyond the shadows darkening this end, far beyond the sighing, moaning and weeping, lies the Summerland of bliss. Land beyond, so fair and bright, land beyond, where is no night. Summer land, God is its light. Oh, happy summer land of bliss. Beyond this land of waiting, seeking and sighing, far beyond the sorrows darkening this end, far beyond the pain and sickness and dying, lies the summer land of bliss. Land beyond, so fair and bright, land beyond, where is no night. Summer land, God is its light. Oh, happy summer land of bliss.
Standing at the door greeting folks, and Frederick and Sylvia walked out and got down a couple steps past me and turned around and said, they asked you to come up to Oceanside? I wasn't sure how to take that. I invited myself. I said, yes, they did. And he, wife and woman, I said, yeah, and they've even, a couple of them have even heard me speak, and they still invited me to come up there. So he gave me a thumbs up. Frederick. All right. 711. All the stanzas.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that of love. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims, our one cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and all of that for each other flows the sympathizing tear. When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
Then Dennis Burchett, after this scripture reading, would you closing song and have a word of prayer, if you would, if that's it. Well, Christine gave mentions to me. She says, you know, you need to use that microphone, because when I don't have it, I tend to talk louder, and like after the Bible class and the sermon, trying to reach everybody in the nursery because the door's closed. So I'll make sure they hear too. And so my voice gets a little raspy, and so kind of the way it is this evening. All right, so Dennis, scripture reading. Dennis, a song and a prayer, if you would, please.
Song and a prayer?
Revelation chapter 3, 1 through 6. And to the angel at the church of Sardis write, these things he says, who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you're dead. Behold, and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you like a thief, and you'll not know what hour I come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they're worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out their names from the book of life. But I'll confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
These songwriters. 865. We'll say verses 1 and 2. Sometimes my heart,
no more tears in heaven. Hymns that these people have written and put words in our mouth where we can give you the praise and the honor and the thanksgiving that you so richly deserve. And we're thankful, Father, for the expression of these songs that give us so much hope that you will carry us through when this life is over and help us while we're going through this life. We're thankful for the promises that you give to us, the promises that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. We're also thankful, Father, for the daily provisions that you provide for us and for the food that's been prepared for us this evening and the fellowship. We ask that you bless our fellowship, bless the food to our bodies, bless the hands that prepared it, and just take care of us, Father. We all have many, many concerns and things that we're worried about, and you know what they are, Father, and we pray that you'll help us, and we pray in Jesus' name.